right, everybody, welcome to another Webtoon Wednesday, episode number 762 of the Comic Source Podcast. And today I'm joined by one of the members of the Webtoon team who really helps creators kind of discover their voice and guide them along this process. So it's my pleasure to welcome Jin Kim to the show. Jin, welcome.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Yeah, it's great. You know, every person I've met that is either a creator for Webtoon or is part of the support staff, editorial staff, whatever, they all have such a huge passion for comics and this community. And so it's great to have somebody who's kind of behind the scenes, nuts and bolts, to come on the show and kind of give our listeners some information on what it takes to sort of launch your own Webtoon comic, because anybody can do it, right?
Yes, that's right. It's exactly what you mentioned. One of the greatest strengths, I think, of working here is having everyone who is involved be incredibly passionate. So even for me, as being a creator myself, it means a lot to be able to kind of guide and give the tools to other creators to kind of find their own success on Webtoon.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, we've been doing Webtoon Wednesday for a while, but I wonder if you could kind of remind our listeners of sort of the two different sides, kind of give an overview of what each of them are, and then maybe dive deeper into the Discover side where they can maybe get started on creating their own title.
Of course. To start with, I think what readers are usually the most familiar with is what we call our feature titles. So our feature titles, which would be hits like Unordinary or Siren's Lament, are titles that we have that are signed with us, and they have contracts with us to create their works with us. The second part of what makes Webtoon is something we call our Discover platform. And the Discover platform is our user-generated side where anyone can go and publish a comic on their own time for free and have the thousands and thousands of readers we have every day have access to their comic.
And what does it take to get started on the Discover side?
To get started on the Discover side, it really just requires an internet connection and a comic that a creator can create. And there's all sorts of genres, all kind of formats, all sorts of mediums that creators use. So as long as they've got a comic that they want to put out to the world and get readers to read, Discover is the platform for that. So an internet connection, PC desktop is usually recommended, but I've seen creators get creative with using iPads and doing whatever they like to do to get their series on.
So if I have my own digital comic that I'm creating, there's not necessarily software or tools on the Webtoon site. I've got to create it in my own software, whatever that software might be, Paint or Photoshop or whatever. But and then I just upload those files to the Discover site. Is that correct?
Right, that's correct. So the tools that creators use, I mean, a lot of our creators tend to be digital, but there's also a lot of creators who do great things with traditional media too. A creator like My Giant Nerd Boyfriend, she actually inks traditionally, but then colors digitally. So there's all sorts of workflows that creators will use to create their comic series. But once it's made, that's when you can go ahead and upload onto the Discover platform.
And then as far as kind of support, I know on the featured side, you know, you get editorial support and, you know, you work hand in hand. But there are some, you know, more limited support tools on the Discover side, right? Like maybe if you're having technical issues or that kind of thing, is there anybody you can reach out to if you're just getting started for like tips or, you know, web pages, YouTube videos, any help out there for these creators?
Yeah, there's actually a multitude of different places we can go. The first thing that I would recommend any new creator who's about to publish something on Webtoon or Discover rather would be to check out our YouTube series, which is on our YouTube channel, the Webtoon YouTube channel called Discover More, which is where we kind of give tips and outline the steps for uploading a comic to Discover. In the first three videos as of right now, we cover getting started, pacing and storytelling, and then the third video is about our ad revenue support program. So that's a great way to get a good overview of what it's like to publish on Discover. Second thing I would recommend is actually going to our website itself, the webtoons.com website. And there's actually information in our FAQ and help pages about any image restrictions. The more technical stuff is included there as well. There's a few other places where I think creators can get a lot of information about how to publish, how to write, that I'm also actively working on that'll be coming out soon as well. So if people can keep an eye on our social media, and the YouTube channel, that's where it'll all be shared.
Great. So I'm a creator, and I'm working digitally. I know all the ins and outs of Photoshop or whatever program I use, drawing on my Cintiq or whatever it might be. So I have that down. I figure out the way to upload it to Webtoon. Is there a process to get approved? I mean, I imagine you guys must have, you don't want like terrible stuff out there, right? I mean, there must be some sort of like restrictions or, not to be risque or, you don't want to incite or, not be politically correct and things like that, right?
Right. When it comes to uploading it and getting your comic on or your webtoon on to Discover, there aren't any restrictions. So anyone can get their stuff up there. But there are some policies like our Discover policy, which is linked on our site as well, that kind of outlines what we moderate for or what we check for.
Right.
So on that line, of course, we want to avoid things like hate speech or things that are out of the line. When it comes to Webtoons itself, our platform is an all ages platform. So there are some restrictions to what kind of adult themes can be included in series. But for the most part, when it comes to the actual technical step by step, anyone can really get their comic out there. And whatever needs to be filtered or checked for does get checked when it's uploaded.
Yeah. So listeners, if you have this great idea for a character named Batman who is hunting criminals, probably want to come up with another idea. I'm just saying that one may be taken.
It's just safe. Yes.
Let's say I've got my comic uploaded. I'm fine with all the guidelines. I'm starting to see people start to check it out and read it. What are some of the things that I can do or that you would recommend that I can do to sort of like increase in my profile and get more people reading it? Like, is there a Webtoon forum maybe for creators, or is there a place I can go to maybe interact with other creators to find out the ones that have successfully transitioned, or, just any resource you're aware of for kind of growing my audience, so to speak? Because that seems sort of like the next step. Once you've got, you got all the technical stuff out of the way and you're actually producing content on a weekly basis, obviously the next step would be to get more people reading your book. So and even if it's, personal advice from you or any resources Webtoon offers or anything in between, basically.
Yeah, of course. So some of the tips and tools that I always recommend creators who ask me how they can grow audience is first step is really to get yourself out there, not just the Webtoon or the comic that a creator is making, but the creator themselves. The biggest piece for that would be social media. What I always encourage creators to do is to reach out to creators of other Webtoon series, especially if they're creating if they're operating within the same genres, and to make those relationships through social media and getting their name out there. Something that Webtoon itself that we actively try to do all the time is we have curational staff that does try to promote a wide variety of series on Discover in all the spots that we have on the app and on the desktop as well. Some of the biggest things about a Webtoon that informs those choices is consistent publishing, a certain degree of quality in the artwork and storytelling. But the biggest part of that would be consistent quality in publishing. So having a set publishing schedule that a creator can continue publishing on is the big thing I always try to push. But other than that, it's getting a social media presence out there where a creator is building that rapport with other creators and fans as well.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice. And it's one of the things that I tell people, because I constantly meet people that are trying to break in, and I always recommend, there's no excuse nowadays compared to, now that we have the internet, compared to how it was trying to break in before that. You can eat, and Webtoon, again, is a perfect platform for being able to show editors and other people in the industry that you can meet a deadline and you can create quality work when meeting that deadline. And so even if it's a self-imposed deadline, even if you're just doing, every Wednesday on Webtoon Discover, if you do that for 3 or 4 months, you automatically have a leg up on people that aren't doing that, that haven't shown that, hey, I can meet a deadline. So it makes total sense that when you move someone over to feature, those are the kind of the things that you're looking for. You're looking for Being able to meet that deadline, and obviously you're looking for a polished product and a good story. Are there anything else, other things that you kind of look for? I mean, is it maybe you don't have as many in this particular genre or that particular genre? What are some of the other criteria that you look at before you make the offer to move over to feature?
For that, I do just want to first mention that I personally don't have a lot of say in what gets moved to featured, but something that any curational staff that chooses what to promote on Discover, I does align with what we're looking for in a quality series, which would lead to a featured offer. And I do want to just mention really quick that so many of our top titles are actually from Discover as well. It would be good practice for a lot of creators to kind of look to the series like Let's Play, Sub-Zero, Mage and Demon Queen, even Siren's Lament. Siren's Lament itself wasn't on Discover, but the creator's first title was also on Discover, which was Where Tangents Meet. So it's definitely a good platform to kick off a career in comics, even if it is coming from Webtoon, or to become featured. So some of what we touched on, consistent publishing, lots of our featured titles, vast majority of them are in full color. Some of the story formats that people can look to is the formatting of that long vertical scroll, or if it's a short form comic like My Giant Nerd Boyfriend, it's to be able to convey a short, concise joke or an idea within that small, very short format. Something I also want to add that creators can do, which Discover has a leg up on, is in Discover, there's no exclusive publishing restrictions too. So a creator who is publishing on Discover can also share their series everywhere else as well. So if it's someone who can do a 4-panel comedy series, they should definitely be posting on Instagram. If it's someone who's doing a long form storytelling series, they can share that on Tapas, Tumblr, or anywhere else on the website too. Anywhere else on the internet too, to get more of their series out there.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, are there any revenue possibilities on the Discover side, or do you have to be on the featured side?
For Discover, there's actually a couple of things. Right now, it's mostly focused on what we're calling our ad revenue sharing program. So that would be the standard getting ads reflected in someone's comic and then being able to monetize off the revenue there. But what Webtoon also actually has with the ad revenue program, they kind of go hand in hand together, is something that we're calling our beta creator credit. And the beta creator credit is a kind of extra credit amount that we give to creators as a thank you for participating in our ad program. Our ad program is in its kind of beta stages. It's still being worked on. It's still being tweaked. So while there could be some varying changes for how much a creator can make, we're giving creators that extra monetary credit for helping us participate in ad revenue.
So another thing that I hear a lot from creators, especially because it's sort of, you know, it's not the most stable job in the world, right? Freelance comic,
right,
sequential art. And so many times I'll meet creators where they've had one big hit and then they haven't had any work for a while. And they're like, well, I felt like I made it, but then now I'm not getting any work. And have you ever really made it when you're a freelancer? So once you have a title picked up and it's gone over to the featured side, that doesn't necessarily mean that you'll always be on the featured side, right? Like if you start another title, I mean, how does that whole thing work? Will you ever go back to the Discover side, or?
What we're actually seeing more and more this year is featured creators will publish their featured series while simultaneously publishing a Discover series. One really clear example of that is Heartwire. That creator is also publishing Blue Milk Special on Discover. So to really make the most out of the whole platform, even if you're a featured creator, it would be to publish on both sides, because with a separate series on Discover, that person can also monetize with the ad revenue while also maintaining their featured contract. So for a lot of featured creators, if they already have something running in Discover, that's always a backup. It's always something that they can count on to continue doing even after a feature contract is over.
Yeah, and I think it's a good way to kind of keep experimenting and challenging yourself. If you have a series on the featured side that has a built-in audience and they kind of come to expect a certain type of story, sometimes you can't always go wild and crazy as you might want to, you know, story-wise or art-wise, because you want to make sure that you maintain the audience you have. So if you're looking to get really experimental, you still have the Discover side to kind of push yourself as a creator, right?
Yeah, precisely. I think a great example or a great way that a featured creator can also do things on Discover would be to do a short form comedy strip that's easy to maintain, which always short form comedy strips too are very, very complementary with any ad revenue type program. So that's one way to do it. It's if you're working on some very serious narrative series on featured, it's a great way of flexing the comedy muscle. So yeah, different genres, different formats that people can be working in. It gives a little bit more freedom for that.
Now, another thing I hear a lot from creators, and this applies to both creators that work digitally or that are, you know, are working for the big two or you know, other comic book print publishers. It's such a kind of a solitary job, right? Like you don't necessarily get in your car and drive to an office or a studio and work 9 to 5 and then come back home. You're kind of, you know, isolated. You're working from home. And so you don't always have that interaction. And I know sometimes, especially for the creators who are creating the comedy stuff, it's like once they stop going to their day job, all of a sudden they realize, oh, wait, I was getting all this inspiration just from the, you know, the mm-hmm. crazy parts of life that go on. So I wonder, are there any kind of events, or does Webtoon go to like conventions, or just a place where somebody who's an aspiring creator, or maybe someone who's already on Discover, where they can go? And because I know it's such a great community, you know, online, but I think there's a lot to be said for experiencing that community like face to face. Are there any like events? Do you put on any kind of like Discover, you know, party, for lack of a better word, or any shows where creators can kind of meet face to face and sort of, you know, talk to each other about what's going on with their particular series with Webtoon?
Right. And that's actually something I highly recommend a lot of creators to do, is to go out there and go to conventions. In my experience, a lot of Discover creators are actually very, very young. So I'm always pushing them to go to the conventions, go to Anime Expo or San Diego Comic Con. In terms of what Webtoon specifically does, is I'm working on creating some networking events and some workshopping events for creators. Those dates haven't been set yet, but they're coming. And then for things that actually we can announce is our con schedule, which was announced on our Lozzles, which is the Webtoon kind of company Webtoon series. So any con schedule we have, there's a few cons that we do full booths at. Those booths, we usually have some sort of Discover creator or aspiring creator activities tied to that. There's panels that come with all of our convention appearances. We will probably be at Anime Expo this year to an extent to meet with a lot of creators. And something I do is try to stay open and create that dialogue with creators too. But with the extent of what Webtoon does, it's all of our convention appearances, but I still recommend creators to go out there and even go to conventions that Webtoon isn't at, because that's where you would meet other fellow creators. Conventions are always where I see Discover creators meeting up for the first time and really getting to know each other too. So it's always that kind of community building that I want to encourage a lot.
Yeah, and I think that as far as the traditional comic book industry is concerned, more and more creators are starting to hear the name. You know, like I first heard about Webtoon probably 4 or 5 years ago, but it wasn't until the last probably 18 months that I started like reading Webtoon and really kind of diving into just the vast diversity of titles that you have. And I know a lot of traditional like big names in sort of the normal print media or the traditional print side of comics are starting to move over to Webtoon too. So does it seem like with this sort of higher visibility, have you started to see an increase in the number of creators that are on Discover?
Completely. Last year, I think it's been talked about maybe here and there, but last year we held a contest. So that obviously brought in a whole slew of new creators. But even then, there's always every day a new series that I'm finding that are great, new content. And it's what I'm always really surprised and very very proud of is to see the age of these creators who are out there creating 40, 50 panel long episodes with full stories with amazing artwork as well. So with that increase, yeah, we're always seeing more creators on there. I'm seeing even creators who would do the page style comics where they might have their own hosted website. They're going on to Webtoon, reformatting for a website. A really good example of this is a Webtoon called Humor Me. That creator, Marvin, they do a great job of bringing in or reformatting their series into our format. And I know that Webtoon has, as the platform with the built-in audience that it has, it brings a new level of visibility for a lot of these webcomics that have been on other platforms.
Yeah, and you know, we've mentioned the format a few times. So specifically, if you've never gone over and checked out Webtoon, it's one long vertical scroll. So, you know, obviously, if you're an aspiring creator and you're looking to possibly go over to Webtoon and publish, like Jin said, be sure you go over there and look at some of their really successful series that have a lot of subscribers and look at the way they take advantage of that particular format. I think Sub-Zero does a great job. Caster does a great job. Those are two that just immediately spring to mind of really taking advantage of creating long panels that you almost get a sense of movement, like a motion comic, because of the way the artists have used that vertical panel and the way you scroll with the mouse wheel or your arrow buttons on your keyboard, whatever it might be, or swiping down with your fingers on your phone or tablet. You really can take advantage of the format. So again, if you're an aspiring creator and you're looking to do something on Discover, things like that, like doing your homework and taking advantage, it's going to give you a leg up. It's like anything in life, I would say. The more you put into it, the more you're going to get out of it, I think. Don't you agree with that, Jen?
Exactly. That's completely right. It's always, I'll see great creators who are creating these fantastic page comics. Some series that I just want to mention that have done a great job of reformatting from the page format to the vertical scroll format. It was Humor Me that I mentioned earlier. There's also series like Third Shift Society by Meredith Moriarty and Preheat by a creator named Sylvie. All of those creators went from page and then they started converting their series to that long form. And from what I've heard, they've experienced a great deal of success with reformatting it to our mobile oriented platform. Paying attention to what the most popular series are doing right definitely helps the Discover creator get a leg up on what's going on there.
Yeah, and like Jin and I have both said, there's really no excuse if you want to be in the comic industry. It doesn't cost you anything to go and put your comic on the Discover side of Webtoon. And even if you're publishing somewhere else, like Jin said, there's no exclusive agreement you have to sign or agree to be on the Discover side. So why not? It cannot hurt you. It can only help you. And Webtoon has such a great built-in audience and a great built-in community of creators and fans and people working behind the scenes at Webtoon like Jin herself. And so I really, really recommend it. And Jin, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us today about this. Are there any other aspects of Discover or Webtoon itself that you want to mention to everybody?
Nothing immediately is coming to my mind right now, but it was really, really great to speak on Discover and kind of even fangirl a little bit about my own excitement for some of these series that I'm seeing up and coming. So thank you for having me.
No, it was my pleasure. And, you know, we have a great relationship with Webtoon here at the Comic Source, and we're going to continue to bring you creators. They're going to come on Webtoon Wednesday. They're going to talk about their series. That's one of the things that's also great about Webtoon. One of the things that's so amazing is the fact that, and I say this all the time, they pay a competitive page rate with the traditional print comic book publishing companies, which is awesome. And not only that, they managed to do that while still offering the content for free. I mean, as a comic reader, there's nothing better than free comics, right? So such a wide, diverse catalog of comics, just about any genre, from romance to western to superhero to mystery to horror, you name it, slice of life, it's on there. So as always, we recommend everybody to go and check it out. And Jin, you mentioned conventions. Hopefully I'll run into you at one soon. I know I'll be at San Diego. How about yourself?
San Diego, I think we will be trying to see what we can do there. We don't have anything specifically set yet, but I'm hoping to be there at least for a little bit. So, yeah.
Right on. We'll have to meet up and say hi face to face. That would be great.
Yeah, would love to do that. Thank you, Jace.
You bet. And thanks very much for your time. And everybody, get out there, check out the YouTube series that gives tips and hints. Go and take a look at those successful creators, those successful strips, what they're doing right, and get your title out there on Discover. And shoot me a message on Twitter or Instagram or whatever. Let me know that, hey, I heard this podcast. I decided to take the plunge, and I'll be happy to signal boost for you because I think that's amazing.
All right, thank you.
All right, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Please tell your friends about us. Subscribe and rate us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, or whatever platform you use. The ratings really help with our visibility and our ability to reach new listeners, especially 5-star reviews on Apple. Also, be sure to visit us at lrmonline.com to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover all our other great pop culture content. If you want to email us, the email address is thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource. Do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook and Instagram to follow us on those social platforms. All three spots are great places to find out when we release new episodes, as well as follow all our convention coverage. The Comic Source is a member of the LRM Podcast Network, so when you visit the site, be sure to check out some of our other podcasts like Los Fanboys, our official movie and TV podcast hosted by Joseph Jammer Medina, Netflix and Chill, hosted by Nick and Carrie, covering a wide variety of film and television topics with Game of Thrones and Star Wars as particular favorites, and finally, Mike and Mark's Marvelous Adventures, as these two former athletes share their love of sports and geek culture by chatting about anything and everything sports and geek related. So once again, we want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.